Welcome to the Morphin Grid, everybody. Jake from the future here. What you're about to listen to are two outtakes from the Halloween episode. We figured it was shortly after Halloween. Probably a good time to do that. Probably would have been a better time last week, but I mean, that's so obvious, right? So obvious, and we totally thought that and didn't just realize that this was a Halloween episode that had bonus stuff in it. So, presented without commentary, here is two tangents, the relatively short tangents, just for your listening pleasure. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is the website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes, where you, you, specifically you, can go leave us a review and a rating. Help us out, because Season 2's right around the corner. It's coming up. What a better way to start than by giving us a couple reviews to boost our spirits. I feel like I've done all the convincing I'm going to do. Hit the theme music. I want that case. Okay, is there anybody in that one? No? Okay. Is there anybody in that case? No? Okay. Is there anybody in that? No? Okay.
Can I ask the banker?
And the banker's like, I'll give you $5 for your case. And they make a whole huge production about it. They do like fourth grader who thinks he knows karate arm flailing and slaps the case on the button down. They're like, no deal! That's the whole show. And at the end they have like four cases left. The million is still on the board, and so is, like, the $10 and, like, two scattered ones. And the banker's like, I will give you $750,000 for that case. He's like, nah, I'm going for the million. And so, like, the ones they have left are, like, $1,750,000, $500,000, $250,000, and $10. And they're like, all right, pick three cases. And they're like, okay. And they're like, that one, it's a million. So that goes away. And like, okay, that one, 750,000. That one goes away. That one, 500,000. Go away. And the banker's like, now I'm only going to give you $17. You should have just taken the 750,000.
Yeah, man. People don't get odds. They do. Or it goes back to everybody thinking they're the main character.
That's what this game is predicated on.
So it's like, I'm the main character of the story of everything.
I'm going to get the million dollars. As soon as I got an offer over $100,000, they'd be like, I'll take it. Done.
Yeah, you got it. You know how long I would have to not work for? I could live off $100,000 probably till I died.
I could live off $100,000 comfortably for 30 years, I think. I did the math maybe it was $1 million. But that was like super comfortably. like living good for a while. Anyway, enough about Deal or No Deal. It's overhyped. But it's pumpkin spice.
Stuff.
It's the same thing as bacon. Bacon is really good. I'm sick of people being like, bacon, get it, lol meme. Like, no, leave my perfect little meat candy alone. Don't make it a thing. Same thing with pumpkin spice. I live for this. I live for pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice and apple cider. This is my favorite thing about the year moving forward.
We got apple cider in on the truck today.
I am going to get some.
It's not located. It's just sitting out back in the dairy cooler.
I'm going to buy it. I'm just going to take it.
It's in quarts. It's not in gallons.
I'll get some from HEB. Because they have gallons. I know it. And I'll heat it up and I'll drink it.
Make sure you get actual cider, not the juice that's labeled as cider.
No. I
bought that once. I'm like, this is literally just apple juice.
This is just apple juice. But yeah, so like you get to the time of year when you finally get the pumpkin spice. And it's in everything.
It's in
Pringles.
I've said literally twice now in a minute.
It is literally in literally everything.
But it is in every single thing. There's pumpkin spice Pringles. There's pumpkin spice Tony coming in.
Pumpkin spice shoe polish.
Pumpkin spice. Any other weird stuff? I'm almost sure there's pumpkin spice Oreos. There has to be.
Yeah.
There's watermelon Oreos, for Christ's sakes. This is all getting cut, I'm assuming, so I'm just...
This is probably going to be a Bobo. Yeah, It's everywhere. Tony, what's the weirdest pumpkin spice thing you've seen so far?
It's gonna be a moment. Let me think.
Okay.
It's the Pringles for
talk
me.
Amongst yourselves.
Because that's salty pumpkin spice.
We're going to move on if you don't have something right now.
On a chip. It ain't right.
Just off the top of my head, yeah. I have to agree with you.
Yeah. That's, I haven't seen those. But that doesn't, you know, like when you think of how something tastes, you can kind of like put the flavors together. You brain taste it. That does not brain taste good.
No.
If there's a little can, I'll try it, but I don't think there is. Anyway.
That was the thing with this new Lay's. Vote on your favorite flavor. You better want a whole giant bag of whatever you get, though, because we don't have any little ones.
Yeah, some of those look pretty good.
The only one that I thought might be good was mango salsa, because mango salsa is an actual thing.
Right.
It wasn't good.
The one that they made...
Was it the bacon... mac and cheese? Is that the one that won out?
Yeah, I want to try that. I do. I'll try it.
They also had cappuccino.
The BLT one.
That was probably messed up.
Oddly enough, didn't taste like bacon, lettuce, or tomato.
No.
Or a BLT. Or bread. Or anything. But it did feel a little bit.
A little bit like you're eating a BLT.
Like you're eating a BLT. Because like, there was that like little mayo tang on the back of your tongue as an aftertaste. Really confusing.
Yeah, they do a lot of weird stuff with chips now. I think we have Doritos to thank for that, because they were the first ones to come out with like the cheeseburger chip.
Yeah. All right. So, the deep dish pumpkin pie. Which, Tony, were you talking about deep dish pie?
Yes, it's CC's Pizza.
Deep dish apple pie.
CC's, yes.
We got to go to CC's. We've been here.
That's yeah, and then I said that's just an apple pie, but in a pizza crust.
That's, I'm fine with that.
Because we talked about this.
Are you dying? What happened? Are you okay?
My throat was like, no, not right now. I was like, no, you're right. I can't.
Did a demon try to get out of you?
We talked about that because there was a commercial for Deep Dish Little Caesars that was just regular pizza on a very thick crust. Shaped kind of like a deep dish. It was a square instead of a
Little Caesars is the dirt worst.
Go ahead. We'll wait.
We'll wait.
No, I don't like that.
Well, it's too late. We've been talking about
him. I'm literally verklempt.
He's verklempt.
What is this?
This is a morphin grid.
We're actually doing a morphin grid, believe it or not.
Don't edit me out. I want to be in.
This whole thing is being edited out because this is not about.
This is not exciting
at all. We haven't talked about Power Rangers in like 10 minutes.
Probably closer to 15 at this point. Oh. This will be in a bonus episode, though. Sweet. You'll be in an over the break tiny little microsode. TM Nerdy Show. Can't take credit for that. Okay. Oh, geez.
That guy did not mow the lawn for very long.
Might have started raining. Anyway, deep dish pumpkin pie.